Howdy do, buckaroos. We are back once again. Greetings from the Uncanny Valley. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me, as always, Don Melton. Party on, Don.
Party on, Garth.
Now, we are here to react to the second episode of the fourth season of Westworld. And, Don, the title of this episode is
Well Enough Alone. Which is kind of making me scratch my head. Mm-hmm. This is the second episode, Well Enough Alone.
I have an idea.
Well Enough Alone. and
you know who can't? William.
Yeah, William can't. But it's certainly a lot less deceptive than the title of episode one, the
Auguries.
Yeah. So that was... That was some internet search time for that one last week. So this is the react and not the analysis show. We're not stepping into analysis. This is mostly the gestalt,
what just happened? Yeah.
Yes, what just happened. And I want you to share what just happened to you when you started play on the episode once you start the clock. Is the clock started already?
It is not. So the quick rundown is we set a timer for 20 minutes and we talk about it. And so I am starting the timer now. And the thing to know is that when you open up HBO, when you open up the HBO Max app and it shows you the episode, and extras and relateds and stuff like that, it gives you a one sentence sort of, sometimes it's like a summary of an episode or whatever, depending on, or the movie, that you're about to watch on HBO. And this, last week, I can't remember what it said last week, but it was like, hi, welcome, everything's fine. Something like that. It was weird and sort of cryptic. And, it was giving me Good Place vibes, honestly. And this week it said, I heard a fly buzz when I died.
So I have started the episode probably 30 seconds to a minute before Kelly. And she texts me this while I'm watching. I'm like, what the?
What the crap?
I'm like, yeah, what the crap? It's like, did I miss a line of dialogue there?
Because you said, what happened? And I went, when I pulled up the episode, that's what it showed me.
So there was just this huge sigh of relief on my part. So that's an important part of our reaction, folks. Just so you know, Kelly and I do text each other. We actually make it a point to try to watch the episode at the same time.
Air quote together. Yeah.
Yeah, quote together. And it makes for some exciting texts from Kelly always.
Well,
which we'll get to at the end about the train.
But yes.
I will say my big reaction from this episode, not going from start to finish, but I was like, oh my God, they're telegraphing everything now. I mean, the conversation between William and the vice president was nice, but you knew William was going to kill him, or William Host was going to kill him. You knew.
I really thought it was going to be Clementine. I knew it was gonna end badly for him. I thought it was gonna end badly for him when he got there and there was nobody anywhere, and then I knew it was gonna end badly for him when William looks him up and down in, I don't even know what that was, Wild West billionaire chic. I mean,
yeah,
he's technically meeting all the requirements of the dress code at the country club, and then he's got that hat on, right? So it was an interesting aesthetic, and he said something about and I knew you'd come and not bring much security or something like that. And I'm like, ooh, he gonna get it.
So it was really obvious, but I knew with the golf club there, you don't have William do three holes in one and not waste the fourth.
Exactly.
So there was that. So they telegraphed that. And then you knew in the beginning with, Pinkman and Maeve, and I will forever call him Pinkman. I'm sorry, Caleb. Forever call him Pinkman. My apologies, Mr. Paul. You're a fine actor, but you'll always be Pinkman to me. You knew that those were hosts and something very bad was going to happen there. And then it was obvious as soon as they went down the hall and saw the door, and it's like, of course, this is a train to the new park. The new park is in Las Vegas. And, you know, they were, they just telegraphed the whole thing for, and I don't even think you had to be a longtime Westworld watcher. I don't think you had to watch the second episode of season one to get that, all those sight gags and stuff.
I kind of think you did, just because otherwise, well, otherwise it's not telegraphing anything to you, because you didn't know they, if you don't know they did it before, you don't know they're doing it again now.
That's true. So, well, they certainly showed it enough times in the promo. I'll give them that.
And I did. That was the thing that I noticed, was like, easily 40% of the promo came from this episode.
Yeah.
So someone on Reddit, I'm sure, has like a checklist with like a scene by scene breakdown of the trailer and is checking off every time we see something. So
did you notice Maeve looking out the window and seeing the Sublime?
Yeah.
At the Hoover Dam?
Oh, wait. At the dam?
Yeah, that's where the Sublime is now. That's what William bought first episode.
Oh, no, I know, but I didn't. Okay, see, now that I think back on it, like, yeah, now I remember seeing that, but yeah, I wasn't putting it together that, like, yeah, that's actually what she's seeing. Side note, the senator who got replaced with a host.
Yeah.
It will shock you to know that once again, my superpower is in full effect. I know that guy. He was on Days of Our Lives, because that's always what happens. He played the Salem Strangler on Days of Our Lives. And he was also one of the main characters on Heroes. So that's why a lot of people know him. When you are of Don and Kelly's bracket of this particular vintage, he may also look interesting, notable to you, because he was on Dynasty, I think it was.
Yes.
He was on Dynasty. So yeah, did some soaps and also was on Heroes. Another show that made people go, okay, but what about this theory or that theory? So that was kind of fun. And the other guy, the guy that got zip tied to the SUV seat, used to be on, he's been on other stuff. But I remember him from being on Scrubs, and he was a main character on the show Ed a long time ago too. So,
yeah. Did you notice new Clementine, Lily Simmons?
Yeah.
Who was the greeting host?
Yes.
It took me a moment to place her face, but as soon as she said something, I went, ah.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. And obviously, the Man in Black is using real Clementine for more important work.
Yes. Like, do you have an appointment?
Secrets. Yeah. Murdering Secret Service and other assistant attorney generals and stuff. So anyway, so a lot of telegraphing, also a lot of violence, a lot of murder,
a lot of
blood.
Mm-hmm.
The blood I particularly like was Clementine trying to clean her hands.
That was very funny. We come up over the rise there, and what? She's like, what? I'm just hanging out, wiping your dudes off my hands, you know, like I do. She's going to be very interesting, because we started with one of her, you know, sort of.
Yeah,
because that was the opening sequence is, once again,
so I want to know
William on a rampage.
Yeah, I want to know more of her story, because correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, wasn't she extremely dead season three?
Let me check my notes. I have really most sincerely dead for her.
Yeah, and so what brought her back again? Did Maeve go and find her and revive her somehow, and then send her off into this lovely place in Spain? I assume that's Spain, right?
Well, initially I thought it might be Mexico, just because we've been to Sonora before, but it could go either way.
So anyway,
we didn't hear enough Spanish to know for sure.
Yeah, we didn't hear enough Spanish to know for sure. But anyway, it's quite lovely. I want to know that whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
We did finally get Haloris, and we did finally get real William in a very weird scene. The old let's do another take on the Vitruvian Man thing, and you know,
and
that was
wasn't
cool.
That creepy that she that Haloris seems to like keep him in a bin,
like a pet,
like a toy or something, yeah, and like brings him out to play when she wants to.
Yeah, I mean, her whole point is that she wants to be in control. I love her line to the assistant attorney general that, you know, we can't replace every one of you because, you know, what would we do then? How would we have our fun? You know, that kind of line. That was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And so obviously Tessa Thompson is having a blast just going really deep with this role. It's nice to see that she's kept the scars on her left arm from her burns in season three.
Yeah.
Cause that just adds to the creepiness factor, especially when she walks off in that fabulous outfit. I must say. Let's see what other reactions. So a lot of death. It took a long time to get to the town, and you knew it was going to be the Roaring Twenties, even if you hadn't seen the preview, because of all the lines dropped ahead of time, particularly fake William's little speech there.
His grand unveiling there at the top of one of the buildings, it looked like they were actually there. Yeah.
Yeah, which I assume next to fake vice president as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm kind of curious about her deal, because like when we last saw Hale, which is what I'm trying, Haloris, I'm trying to remember. Like, I remember seeing her fighting Dolores at the end of season three, but Dolores was the only one that could see her and said like, oh, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to, I'm going to go like, just you wait, because, you know, we're going to throw down, like, you did this and change my mind on things. And that was,
We saw her at the end when she, when William went to real William went to confront her.
Yeah.
In Dubai, that was her last scene where she basically explained her whole evil plan and then had fake William stab him.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's the part I'm not remembering. Okay.
Like, yeah. So that was her last scene in season three. So she's back in episode two.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still without Bernard and Stubbs, but according to next episode's preview, we'll finally get them back. And I miss me my Bernard and Stubbs, and they better do some, you know, webisodes of their road trip to get wherever the hell they're getting. Because we didn't get those webisodes last season. So.
And it's so not fair. So I did see, so there were a couple of things in this that I sort of chuckled at, like William calling himself neurodivergent.
Yes, that was funny.
I mean, I know it's a long word, but neurodivergent is doing a whole lot of work in that sentence.
That was funny.
I also, everyone looks fantastic. I can't wait to see everybody around, you know, getting all gussied up. You know, and once we get to spend some time in whatever we're going to call this park, because he called it something. He said, like, this isn't recreating experiences, right? Like, this is expanding experience. I can't remember exactly how he said it.
Yeah. It's very odd. Oh, we didn't talk about the scenes with Christina.
Oh, we're definitely going to talk about scenes with Christina.
Yeah, so those folks, we're going to leave a lot of that to analysis, because a lot of those scenes, not her riding in the car or whatever, but the incongruence about what's going on, that's a lot of WTF right there. And I'm sure,
and we have six and a half minutes, so tune in later this week for the episode where we talk about all of that.
There's a lot of I got nothing, you know.
Yeah. Well, so part of it though, it looked like when they were looking out the window on the train, that what they saw was where Dolores lives, right? Like it seemed like we saw part of that skyline.
Well, it was also, it seemed like it was the other tower. It was the other real or fake New York City. So we don't know where Christina is.
Or when.
And if she's in the real New York City or not, or right. in some other park. Mm-hmm. We know the Roaring Twenties New York City, which I thought it was funny in the behind the scenes thing. They basically took the set for Sweetwater and paved it over for the Roaring Twenties set, mm-hmm. which if you'll notice on the sign, it does not say New York City. It says Welcome to Temperance.
Temperance. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
maybe we'll find out more about that next season. Maeve, Tandy Way Newton, as always, was fabulous. I think every woman in the world wants to look as good as Tandy Way Newton or Rebecca Romijn when they're 49 years old. Oh my God.
If there were ever a point in my life where I ever looked like that, like I would just have that dress and I would have worn it to the store, you know, like, yeah.
It would hang
in my closet next to my, you know, two other outfits, you know, and one of them would be Princess Leia's gold bikini, right? Like if that was the thing I could pull off, like, why would you bother with anything else? Right. So
exactly.
Yeah. So that's why I'm looking forward to it, because like there's a lot of glamour that goes into this and all that kind of stuff. I will drop a little seed in here for the analysis show that I have some theory. I still have theories about Christina.
Run with it.
But I have another theory about Christina's roommate. So we'll get to that. We have 4 minutes, so I'm not going to dig into much of it here, but it's formulating.
Why was Maya sitting in the park?
Maya is also a word for illusion.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I'm thinking maybe she's some sort of control on Dolores and trying to steer her to and away from things. So Dolores has a weird, Christina has a weird job conversation.
We're talking about Fight Club here.
Yeah, well, something. I'm not sure if it's quite Fight Club, but yeah, there's something is up and I don't know what. And when I go back through again, I'll watch again and I'll totally have a theory. I'm curious.
That Christina
also
doesn't even have a roommate, right?
That
Maya's in her head.
Maybe
that's your theory. Okay.
Well, not yet. Not yet. Like, there's more to her. There's something about her that we don't know yet. And it's me trying to figure out what would make that make sense. I'm curious about what we got. Zero Teddy or Vicky, as I've decided we were calling him. We got no Vicky this week. And Christina off to a mental hospital that was mentioned in the obituary for the guy that died. And it looks like a place that's been,
she said, shut down for years.
It's like abandoned now. And there were like people sort of wandering around in it, but it was like in disrepair. And there was a plaque on one of the walls that was like the Peter, I can't remember his last name, Memorial Wing, you know, because he had like,
yes,
probably given them a bunch of money or something. So very interesting to see where that's going to head. I really want to know what Dolores's deal is, because I really thought this wasn't going to be her agenda, but apparently like this is going to be her agenda. So I'm thinking maybe everybody's going to have to team up against her. I'm not sure. What do you got for me, Don, in the last 90 seconds?
There are still two actors that were announced on the cast list that have not appeared yet. You can scratch Lily Simmons, as I mentioned before.
Yes.
New Clementine AfterCore. But we still haven't got Aurora Perrineau.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Well, we saw.
She's in the preview for next episode. But supposedly, my man from Eastern Cinema, Daniel Wu, has not appeared yet.
Ooh.
And so that's, I wonder what he's playing. So that's going to be really interesting, whether he's human, a host, or something else. You never know.
Yeah.
That's all I got. And I will say, there was still a lot of what the heck in this episode, but it didn't quite get me. I don't love it like I love the first episode.
Yeah, I think.
Because I was annoyed that it wasn't surprising me.
Well, I know you weren't surprised, but I did enjoy the nods. So I did appreciate that.
They were well done.
So there's a nod.
Tone down the violence. I mean, for heaven's sakes.
Well, and man, those hosts are no joke. Like, that was kind of the other piece of it, is I kind of want to figure out what happened, what the deal was with the human versions that, you know, that invited Maeve and Caleb and then lost it. So there we go. That's time. So
the pie's done. We can eat pie now, right?
So we have no idea. I will say I did like the nods, because I liked I sort of liked the throwbackiness of it, because there are very few times when we do get a second where we do know what's going on in Westworld. And so when they do it like that, it felt kind of novel. That's what I'll say. So I did appreciate it. So we will see where we end up. And I do want to let people know, if you were already following us on Twitter, I'm gonna make a little PSA here at the end. If you were already following us on Twitter, then this won't matter to you at all. But if you've been looking for us on Twitter, we have changed our name. And so, the Twitter account name used to be at Westworld Rewind, and now we are Uncanny Greeting. Singular, one greeting, Uncanny Greeting, because if we added the S, which would make it make sense, right? It was too many letters for Twitter. So we are Uncanny Greeting now. Please come give us your theories. Remember, I run a home, and Dawn and I love all of them. And the further out there they are on the Mesa, the happier we will all be. So please come help us enjoy that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. That's going to do it for us this week. Like I said, the timer went off, and until we step into analysis, I will talk to all of you later. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.